Okay.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Christopher?
Speaking.
Hi, Christopher. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was
Hey,
reaching
how you
out
doing?
to you because I sent you a Hi, good, thank you. I was reaching out because I had sent you a text message yesterday with the onboarding requirements that you need to complete to work with Judy. And I wanted to know if you had a couple of minutes to go over the requirements, just in case you had any questions.
All right, text message. Let me go find it.
Sure.
You sent it to this phone number, right?
Yes.
Wednesday. I think you may have sent it to my other phone. Let me see, because the woman called me on two different phones yesterday.
I just sent you a text message and I put hello, and the requirement should be above that.
Oh, I just got it. Okay. Hit the link.
Yes. So I sent you four links total. So the first link is going to be for your application. Okay. The second link is going to be for your competency test. Now you're going to have to read the material and then answer about 80 questions based on the material that you read.
It's starting with my name, right?
I'm sorry?
Fill out my name and all that stuff?
Yeah, for your application. Now, for your test, you're going to have to answer 80 questions based on the material that you read. We just ask that you try your best and finish the test and submit it, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry about the score. If you want me to set you up with direct deposit, just make sure you click on that link. Double check your account number and routing number are correct before you submit it. And then the last link I sent you was the I-9 and W-4 link. So that's going to ask you questions like if you have any dependents that you need to claim, if you're a U.S. citizen, et cetera, okay?
Okay.
And then go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So besides the link, I do need you to send me your two forms of ID, which would either be a driver's license or a state ID, and then your Social Security card.
All right, so right now I'm out and about, but as soon as I get in the house, I'll just complete all this stuff.
Okay, sounds good.
And then is this a good number to call you back at?
Yes, this is my direct line. And you can also text me at this number.
All right. What's your name?
Okay. Monica.
All right, Monica. All right. Thank you.
Before I let you go, Christopher, I did want to ask you two more questions. Are you up to date with your TB test?
TB?
Yeah, the tuberculosis test.
Well, I work in a nursing home. I believe they gave me one that's when they put the needle under your skin, right?
Yes. Was it recently, though, within the year?
Yes.
All right, try to get me those results because I do need that as well. And have you been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes.
All right, so for your 2-year residency proof, try to find me like an expired ID. It could also be like a bank statement, a pay stub, anything from 2023 or older that has your name on it and has your Pennsylvania address.
2023 or older?
Yes. It doesn't have to be your current address. It just has to be an address in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you say it could be a bill, an expired ID, anything?
Yeah, it can be like a bill, a bank statement, an expired ID. As long as it was issued in 2023 or older, we can use it, and it has your name on it and a Pennsylvania address.
Okay.
All right. If you have any questions, you can call me back or text me. I'm in the office generally until 3:30, okay?
All right, Monica. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.